Our Wahoo Week coverage in Goodyear, Arizona continues as we welcome in Chris Antonetti, president of the tribe. Chris, first of all, thanks for joining us here on Wahoo Week, and congratulations on an unbelievable 2016 season. Have you completely wiped the slate clean now and just say, okay, it's 2017, don't ask me any more questions about 2016? How do you approach that?
Well, we've tried to do that. I think what we want to do is carry forward the lessons we learned last year and then build on those. And hopefully that can lead to a successful 2017. But right now, our collective mindset is doing the work that we need to do to take advantage of the opportunity we have in front of us.
As an organization, you talk about lessons learned. What were those lessons? What do you learn when you come off a great season like that?
Well, I think, you know, it's often easy to reflect back and just see the end result and say, hey, we showed up in the world. We ended up in the World Series, right? We've got a lot of that group coming back, and, you know, that group is capable of doing the same thing. But the reality is we went through a lot last year, and we overcame a lot of obstacles throughout the course of the season. And it was that relentless approach, that determination to get through and overcome those obstacles that allowed us to have the success we did. Because the script wasn't the script that we would have written at the start of the season. When you think about losing Michael Brantley and Yan Gomes and Carlos Carrasco and Danny Salazar along the way, that wasn't what we were expecting. But our group had a great mindset of focusing on what we can control, and that's the work we put in the day today to try to be one run better, as Tito likes to say, than the other team that night. And more often than not, we were able to do that.
Chris, as this roster is currently comprised, is this as deep a roster as you've seen since your time here in Cleveland?
You know, that's hard to say. I think the season will test that out and see how deep we might be. But I do feel really good about the group that we have here, both at the major league level and then the guys that are available to us at the upper level of our farm system to come in and contribute if we have an opportunity or a need. But that said, we realize, as I've said before, how grueling the major league season can be and how humbling it can be, because just as soon as you think you have enough depth, you can end up in the postseason and only have 2.5 starters like we did last year.
So, again, we're talking with Indians president Chris Antonetti as he joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Chris, take us through the offseason. We had Tito on as part of our Wahoo Week coverage earlier, and he talked about the Dolan stepping forward, and obviously with your work along with Mark Chernoff to bring Edwin Encarnacion here, as well as Boone Logan. Just talk about how those things unfolded and how you were able to make those major additions to this Indians roster.
Well, we in the front office did the easy part. You know, it wasn't really difficult to identify Edwin Encarnacion and Boone Logan as quality major leaguers that, you know, fit a specific need on our team. In Edwin's case, a middle-of-the-order run producer, and in Boone's case, a left-handed reliever capable of getting left-handed hitters out. That part was easy. The difficult part was being able to align the finances, both their expectations, the players' expectations, and then within our budget. And quite frankly, I never thought it would be possible to sign Edwin or Boone, let alone both. But thanks to the extraordinary support of ownership, we were able to extend far beyond what we thought was possible and acquire two guys that we feel will have a meaningful impact on our team.
And I've talked to both of those guys down in the clubhouse. They wanted to be here. I mean, both of them talked about playing for Tito, talked about playing for an American League championship
right.
team. Maybe it's not always about dollars and cents. Guys want to be with a winner, correct?
Right. Yeah, that is a big part of it. Both of those guys, based upon what they accomplished, had choices, and they chose to come here. Now, finances for players, just like the rest of us, are
sure.
certainly a consideration. So without that extraordinary, those extraordinary resources from ownership, no matter how much they wanted to be here, we wouldn't have been able to align. But I think once we were competitive within the marketplace, it was clear that both Edwin and Boone wanted to be in Cleveland and made choices to do that.
And Chris, we could sit here and talk baseball all day long, but from the business side of things, boy, you've got an energized fan base. Ticket sales have just been phenomenal. Talk about how rewarding that is to see baseball in Cleveland really become something very, very special.
It was a lot of fun. I think last year the momentum that we built throughout the season, and then to see the environment, not only at the ballpark, but around the city and October and the early parts of November, was something I'll remember for a long time. And I think if we can continue to build on that and build on that momentum, and our fans continue to stay engaged with our team and come out and support us, I think it'll be a really fun year all around.
Did you always have that sense that Cleveland's kind of this sleeping giant as far as baseball is concerned, that, man, once we get this thing rolling, it'll turn around, we're going to have fans showing up, but like it looks like they're going to show up in 2017?
Well, I think we've seen that support in the past, and
right.
I think what we were hopeful that is if we could both field a team worthy of their support and also create a venue or enhance a venue in Progressive Field and make some adjustments that would create the game experience or a really fulfilling game experience for all of our fan base, then if we could do those two things, but both have the quality team and the quality ballpark experience, then things could align and really attract a lot of fans to the ballpark. And thanks again, if you look at the renovations that we've made to Progressive Field over the course of the last few seasons that have enhanced an already beautiful ballpark, which was a great place to watch a game, and we've made it even better. And then, the success on the field, hopefully those things align and our fans will come out and enjoy some games at Progressive Field.
And from what I understand, that success has also translated to things here in Goodyear. I mean, there's a lot of people that plan on flying out. Ticket sales are up out here, so that success has translated to a couple thousand miles away.
We hope so. We'll have a chance to see that over the course of the next few games. Our exhibition season is just getting underway, and hopefully as the weather turns here a little bit over this week and we get some more games under our belt, we'll see that same support.
Good stuff. Appreciate you stopping by. Again, congratulations on a great year.
As always, my pleasure.
Thank you. Chris Antonetti joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.